The Air Force is holding public hearings in the Mat-Su Valley and the Fairbanks area this week on a draft environmental impact statement released last month. The EIS outlines the effects of a proposal to relocate a squadron of F-16s from Eielson Air Force Base to Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson. Mayors from four communities that could be affected by the move held a press conference in Fairbanks today to reiterate their concerns with the proposal. KUAC's Emily Schwing reports.
Even though the relocation could be economically beneficial for the Mat-Su Valley, Anchorage Mayor Dan Sullivan says he's still unsure about the plan. He declined to go on record in support of keeping the 18th Aggressor Squadron at Eielson Air Force Base, but he says he's concerned about the potential costs associated with relocating the aircraft to Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson.
I'm concerned about the economic impact and the human impact when you've got displaced Armed Services people who are going to be forced to move. And Anchorage right now is estimated at least 150 homes short of what's required to house those folks. Where are those homes going to come from?
The draft EIS indicates a potential increase in vacancies and unemployment in and around North Pole and Fairbanks. The move could also exacerbate a housing shortage in the Mat-Su Valley. School districts in both regions could be heavily impacted, and subsequent demolition at Eielson may cost the Air Force well over $150 million. North Pole Mayor Bryce Ward says the proposal simply doesn't make sense.
Essentially, you have a short-term savings that the Air Force needs to realize right now, and that's one color of money. But the other color of money, which includes the destruction of facilities at Eielson or the moving of the aircraft, is of another color money. So in the end, you may be saving one color of money, but it might be at the cost of many others.
According to the Air Force, the move could result in a nearly $230 million savings over 5 years, but Bryce Ward says cost savings shouldn't fall entirely on the shoulders of a single Air Force base.
A little breakdown of about 10 bases that they do have in PACAP over 4 or 5 years comes down to about $5 million a base. I think that should be something that they do look at, is the impact of making all of one base take this with the uncertainty of the cost associated with that move, or asking everyone to take a shave off the top.
Fairbanks North Star Borough Mayor Luke Hopkins says the draft EIS doesn't paint a complete picture.
Somebody, in my opinion, back in Washington with a green eye shade is looking at just the piece about budgetary numbers.
The Air Force is currently accepting public comments on the draft. A finalized version will be published in the Federal Register in October. A record of decision on the proposal is expected by the end of the year. In Fairbanks, I'm Emily Schwing.